Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are as we're processing a primer on discerning God's will. We're kind of going through a short course of this, a reminder of truths about it. And what we're trying to get to is that struggle that people have with, it seems like I can't get to the specifics of my will or God's will for me. And I'm struggling with it. And either I'm stuck or I don't see things happening. Mm-hmm. And I wonder why. And I thought I understood, but I seem like I don't. You know, what am I missing? Mm-hmm. And generally, what we're trying, we're actually going to talk a little bit about this today, and we'll keep going with this, is that it has to be specific, and it's step by step. And we're usually missing that because we're trying to just give me the answer. Mm-hmm. Or I've heard a promise, fantastic. When you deliver it, let me know.
Right.
And I'll just wait here for it. He said, no, it's a walk with me into the promise. And there's forks in the road and there's things that are going to happen that you're going to have to deal with and understand. And it'll be now what? And I want you to be seeking me to speak my words to you. And don't ever presume and don't ever walk away and say, I'll take it from here. Mm-hmm. It's a process. So we'll talk about that. So we talked last time about the word logos and rhema, the application of that personally. We're going to talk about now the aspect of these steps. So go to Proverbs 3:4-6.
Sure. It says, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
Yep. So he says that I'm going to deliver the covenant to you. You can trust it. Mm-hmm. So recognize that as I have you walk with me, you are going to experience a covenant life for you and trust it. He said, now the key is what? Trust in me, which means
don't lean on your own understanding.
He says, and the first piece of trusting, which is why we're trying to build it up, is what? I invite you to walk with me. And that I am going to deliver the covenant. That's why he says that in verse three. I'm going to deliver the covenant to you. Trust me. Walk with me. Choose to walk with me. I'm not asking you to understand it all. I'm just asking, believe that I'm going to deliver it to you and walk with me. And that demonstrates your trust. Mm-hmm. He says, the way to demonstrate your trust is don't lean on your own understanding.
Right.
Okay. Now, remember, as believers, we would say, okay, great, I'd like to hear God's voice, but it truly is, I'm going to rely on my own understanding. How do we do that? How do we rely on our understanding?
We do it all the time, simply by applying logic or whatever everyone else around us says should be done or what we think is best, you know, all of these things. We lean on our own understanding. And so often, this is just a very practical example. We have a question about something, and especially this day and age of instant information, the first thing we do is not ask God. The first thing we do is go do a Google search, you know? And so we're leaning on our own understanding and the tools of the world before we're trusting in God for an answer and even asking him to lead us to where to find an answer.
Yeah. So, and by the way, it's even worse now today. What do you think people are doing? They're calling chat box.
Oh yeah. Cause you can get a very concise answer that looks at 1,000 different sources and gives you a summary.
Right. And here's the answer. And I'm starting to look at AI as God. Mm-hmm. And God says, nope. That's including leading on your own understanding.
Yeah. Real quick, I was just going to say on that, you know, we don't want to go down a rabbit hole on this, but one of those things, I think one of the appeals of the enemy with this is that with AI, there is something you can so quickly get an answer, and the answers with God are not always so quick. right? There's a lot of step-by-step walking and journeying and him revealing and working both sides of the equation, all of these things. And when we feel a time pressure from the world, we so want that instant, the quickest answer. We don't want to do the wait, the dance with God as he unfolds it.
Right. That's right. And then we start looking to a system like AI as an answer because it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. And not, I mean, it can be a great tool for things. So not,
yeah,
I'm not, yeah, you know, dissonant.
Just like, just like the internet, like television. See, all of these things can be good, but they also have a dark side to them.
Right.
And the key is, you know, who do you worship?
Right.
And if we're going to that, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, which actually is that verse right there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. What are the idols in your heart? You know, Anything you're trusting in aside from him reveals an idol, right? And so that with all your heart is what you're talking about right there.
That's right. And lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And acknowledging him is I choose to walk with you.
Mm-hmm.
If I acknowledge him, it means I'm with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you're leading, I'm following. I acknowledge that.
Right.
Why? Because that's where I'm at. See, I can say, I want to follow you, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Am I acknowledging God? No, I'm not.
Right.
See, I say that I am, but I'm not. He said, really acknowledge me by what? Walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me guide you. And he says, if you do all that, I will direct your steps.
Mm-hmm.
I will make your path straight. I'll make it clear to you the way, the path, the steps toward the fulfillment of my delivering the covenant, which is my will, and is specific to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a path, it's steps. In other words, he didn't say, I'll give you the final answer.
Right.
I'll direct your what? Your
direct
steps.
Your paths, your steps. Your step steps. By step by step.
Step by step by step. So that if you're taking steps, what does that imply? You're on a path.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm moving forward.
Right.
And I don't really know where it's ultimately going to go. I just know the step that I'm supposed to take next.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way, I'm moving forward. If you've been hiking, we live in Colorado, so we have mountains, and there are hiking trails.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on a trail, and you're taking steps on that trail, and it's very, in a sense, pretty easy to stay on that path.
Right. Until you get to a fork, and then you've got to make a decision, right?
Now we come to a fork and it's like, should I go this way or that way? And I don't know, but who knows?
God does.
See, God
100% of the time.
Is that now I have to show you something to move you, whether you take the right fork or the left fork.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an important opportunity to take the right path, because my path will be best and none better. And if you choose a different path, you either could wind up in serious problems, stakes, or something that wasn't of me, even though, and this is why when you looked at it, well, it looked pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did you do? Lean on your own understanding. Why? Because you evaluated the first 10 feet of that path.
Right.
And that looked pretty good to you, but you didn't know what was around the corner.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to be good.
Yeah. As you're saying that, I'm just reminded of, you know, so many times you hear people, well-intentioned people say, you know, do everything you can do and let God do the rest.
Yeah.
And that's very tweetable. It sounds very good. And it is so theologically off, right?
Right. That's right.
And so this is what you're saying. It is not, there's no self in this at all. Right. Even though he has given us a great mind, you know, it is fully surrendered mind to asking him and then letting him use what he has given us.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, if he says here, take turn right, he said, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's now with confidence, let's go. And see, a lot of people, and this is where I'm at with a lot of people right now, they're stuck at that fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to them and God's saying, turn right. But what they do is, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm not hearing correctly? What if? And I'm going to wait until I figure it out. And I'm not taking that path that God just told me to take, because they're stuck with their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Am I sure? Am I sure? Am I sure? Am I right? Am I right? Am I right? And God keeps saying, Right. I'm showing you, yes, go, let's go. We need to go. We don't want you to be stuck anymore. We got to go. I can't tell you anymore. It's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll talk about how do you get confirmation and how do you get understanding? Because there's times where, hey, I think I'm supposed to go left. And God's trying to check me. And I don't think that's right, you know. And
right.
And it is true you're getting checked. And so out of that is like, well, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? And then God says, walk with me. I'll clarify it. But once I say, take it, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take it with confidence. Okay. Now he said, here's why. John 16, 13 to 15. I'm going to direct your steps. This is how I'm going to do it.
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. And all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you.
Yeah. And the word declare there is speak it to you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the things of God, the path of God, the steps of God, that has you experience my supernatural work, the covenant, along the path that I have for you. I'm going to declare that to you, and I'm handing it from the Father to you, and you'll experience that life through my declaration, my speaking, my showing. He says, I will guide you into what? All truth.
Into all truth.
And the word there, see, isn't just theological truth. It's, I'm going to show you the truth about this situation. So that a lot of our situations are involving other people. And mm-hmm. by the way, most of the time, a lot of non-believers who are self-centered.
And there's free will at act.
And they're so they're not following God. They're not doing what God wants mm-hmm. them to do. And they're actually causing me trouble because they're under the influence of Satan. They're actually trying to thwart God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'll show you that. I'll help you understand that. I'll show you what's happening here. I'll show you the truth of that. And are you willing, you know, to go? So that particularly as you're deciding, you know, and I deal a lot with business situations if I could just get this one customer, I would have a lot of revenue and it would solve my financial trouble.
Mm.
And so God, would you give me this customer that I'm right. working with? I'm trying to get. And I'm spending a lot of energy on it. And now God says, I'll guide you into what?
Into all truth.
All truth. Okay. So really, instead of me saying, God, give me that customer,
mm-hmm.
what would be my proper prayer? What's the truth?
Right. About this situation.
Is this customer worthy of pursuing?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I wasting my time? And if I'm wasting my time, God would say, I need to show you that so that what? You don't waste all your time here because your mm-hmm. customer that's going to matter is over there.
Right, right.
And I got to get you to that guy. And he's not even on your radar yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? You're spending all your time with this guy praying that I give this guy to do it.
When okay, that wasn't my will to begin with.
That's right. So I'll guide your steps. And I'll show you the truth about it, and you discuss and you process, and there's resistance, or there's not follow through, or there's excuses, and you start to recognize, because I'm going to show you, this guy ain't coming over.
Mm-hmm.
I need to show you that. That's the truth. Why? So I can get you to the right path
right.
of what is the truth. And the key is, are you willing to be guided into my steps based on what I show you is true
mm-hmm.
and receive what I have to say is true? And don't keep holding on to what you want to have happen. Let me show you the truth of that. And I will guide you into it to fulfill mm-hmm. what I'm going to do. And I'll tell you of things to come. Heads up, pay attention. You know, here's what I'm going to do here. And I'll show you that. I'll give you an example dealing with a guy's, and he's part of a regular discipling group that I'm mm-hmm. part of. And he makes a statement. He says, hey, I've been introduced to a couple people that I think it would benefit if they were discipled and you were part of that, you know, discipling. Could we bring them into the group?
Right.
Well, the other guys talk, you know, tell me about these guys, you know, well, they're in completely different age level and completely different life level.
Mm.
And they said, it's not that we don't want to invite them to this group. It's that what they're concerned about are things that we're not concerned about.
Right.
And we've been dealing with our stuff and it's not a good thing or a bad thing. It seems like it would be good if you built a group around them
mm-hmm.
and you give it away.
Right.
And so I said, okay, let's go to John 16. I said, the Father said, the Holy Spirit is going to guide you into truth and tell you of things to come. What have you received? I think these guys need discipling. Yep.
Right.
Do you have a heart for that? Yep. Do you see God at work in that? Yep. Do you know the answer yet? Nope.
Right.
I said, that's okay. But he's saying, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's coming is an investment in these guys. I'm going to show you what that looks like.
Right.
Don't assume an answer. And your easy answer was just bring them into this group.
Mm-hmm.
I have a different answer for it. But I've told you of something to come. Pay attention.
Yeah. Keep it on your radar and I will continue to unfold it. Right.
And I even said this yesterday. I said, look, the worst thing you can do is say, okay, I'll go do it. Nope. 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 Mm. Nope. 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 You're not there yet.
Right.
You've been told to pay attention. You are involved. Mm-hmm. You see it. God's using you. He has an answer for this, but you just don't know it yet. Don't figure it out. Receive it step by step by step. Okay, now what? What do I do now? And then take that step and then see what happens. And now what? And I said, for example, you've got two or three guys. You know, by the way, you don't need a big group. Maybe it's just them.
Right.
Why don't you go talk to them and say, would you like to?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, build it around you. So, and what would be comfortable for you? He said, well, I don't think I could do it every week. Maybe every other week. Okay, present that. When could you do it? He doesn't like getting up early in the morning. Okay, we'll do it at a different time.
Right.
I said, build it around you and then invite them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can say, yeah, let's go do something. Or, we can't, or I don't want to, or how about this or that.
Right.
And then see what happens next. God will show you the answer step by step by step. And he says, I'll tell you of things to come by what? Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all you got to do. By the way, you'll have fun doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be a joy to you to receive it. And then if you start doing it, it still has to be a joy. If it's not a joy, something's off. See?
Right.
Because I'll tell you step by step by step. Okay. Go to Psalm 25:12. He just makes a cool statement.
He says, who is the man that fears the Lord? Him he shall teach in the way he chooses.
Yeah. If you have a heart to follow me, fear the Lord, believe what I have to say, walk with me. I'll show you the way that I choose for you. And the word there is path. I'm going to show you the steps that I have chosen for you, that I'll direct your steps. I'll guide you into truth. And I promise you, I'll show you those steps. I'll show you that way. You can trust it.
Right.
And it'll be spectacular if you have a heart to go. And it's got to be very specific. And it's done step by step, fork in the road. What do I do now? Now that I found this out, now what? And we'll talk more about that because we got to get into the detail of that.
Mm-hmm.
Of how does that really work? But we're trying to set it up that everyone can see it as, instead of asking for the final answer, what is God showing you? Mm-hmm. What is he giving you a heads up about? And are you have a heart to go step by step by step? Heavenly Father, we thank you for that truth, that you will guide our steps, that the Holy Spirit will guide us into truth and tell us of things to come and declare the truth to us, and that we will be knowing exactly the way to go. And that's what we request. And may we learn it. May we understand it and practice it. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. I love this series. Just love the practicality of it, as well as just knowing that it is in this sweet place. I think so often, you know, we're not talking about salvation in this. Right. Our audience for this is people who were already saved, already walking with God, but we're talking about what it looks like to step into abundant life and actually reflect his glory to a lost and broken world.
Yes.
So this is so important for people to understand, right? And just be able to live the fullness of what God wanted us to do as his people, as his children.
Yeah,
I love this topic. Anyway, if you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we would love to talk about them. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.